In 2014, the Swiss Dealers of Death had 113 defenseless Ukrainian civilians murdered. With Swiss high-precision sniper rifles by the Swiss company Brügger und Thomet during the Maidan uprising, which I explained in this video here from 2014, when I was already 8 years ago backing up the Ukrainian people with my solidarity through my videos. It's on my channel, Hatzefratz. Here's the title: Ukrainians Murdered with Swiss Sniper Rifles by Brügger und Thomet, Switzerland at Maidan Square. There's an interesting video as well on the same channel, this about the Swiss military industrial complex. You have no idea what a death dealers they are. You should also watch this famous video here with 1.5 million views about the infamous Swiss crimes, where you can see the Ukrainian Berkut Nazis of the International Octagon just before the massacre with Swiss sniper rifles of Brügger und Thomet on defenseless Ukrainian civilians. So here's the title, I can't read this here, Death Squads Massacre. And on the channel of Roman Sukan. I'll put the link in the description for you. I made some screenshots of the video footage of the Maidan massacre. So here you can see the Berkut, they're all hiding behind masks just before the massacre. And they're standing with Swiss Brügger und Thomet sniper rifles, high precision sniper rifles, like a Swiss clock, you know. And we should ask ourselves now, where are these Berkut state killers now, 8 years later, during the Ukraine war? Well, I can tell you for sure that these coward assassins are not at the front line risking their own necks. No, sir. These are the ones I've been telling you about. This is the enemy within, of Pharaoh's nobility, who kill easy targets from both sides of a war, and they change uniforms all the time. From national uniform to enemy uniform or peacekeeping uniform, and so on. And in fact, they changed uniforms quicker than a pink list killer changes her, his, or its tiny pink underwear on a Paris fashion show. I mean, look at Hugo Boss fashion designers, where Nazis, pink list killers, the fashion world, and crimes against humanity all come together. Ain't that so, Sir Elton? So here we see Hugo Boss, a fashion designer who created all the Nazi uniforms. And this guy here, the pink list killer, he likes to visit fashion shows. And he's doing the hand sign, the secret Freemason sign. And here's the Poroshenko, the butcher of the Donbass. It's all about killing the patriarchy. They all get together at a fashion show in Paris. Isn't that charming? You all thought I was joking about the Berkut fashion killer police and their pink undies, huh? Well, I ain't joking. I'm dead serious here. So here's another screenshot of that video, and you see a Ukrainian Berkut enemy within killing Ukrainians with a Swiss sniper rifle of Brugger und Tommet. All these uniforms are in fact for hiding into anonymity and for intimidation, like when a police control, show me your ID, meaning I dominate you, like a sort of a mating call for them, where they literally screw us in all senses of the word. And all countries have them, this enemy within, changing uniforms quicker than on a fashion show. So this is another screenshot of this video from 8 years ago, where the enemy within was using Swiss sniper rifles and killing on this day 113 Ukrainian civilians. You can even see they got bags with Swiss crosses. It's brand new, you can see this, you know, with a Swiss cross on it. So, are they Swiss? I think it's very plausible that this is Octagon and that they are really Swiss. Or maybe they just got a whole lot of bags together with those nice and fancy Swiss sniper rifles. And you can really see in the video how they're hiding their faces. They don't want to be filmed, and it was probably the last time that it happened. You know, they took serious measures, so no photographer would come near to them or nobody filming them. And this is so typical for the enemy within, you know, changing uniforms, having masks. They want to stay in the dark, you know. Oh, by the way, I cannot comment anymore. This is what happened. This is an actual screenshot, and I got this here. I couldn't move any of the buttons anymore, so I'm logged in with this here, and it was on my own channel here, Gyuri, and for hate speech. Oh, it's a complete lie. They just don't want me to comment. So we're in a perfect dictatorship, you know, and they hide everything, you know, under masks, under uniforms and fashion shows. It looks all nice, but it's we're in the middle of a dictatorship. Eh? Look, here it says U-Blox. This is their logo in red and white Templars colors. Here it says U-Blox AG. AG, which is Swiss German or German, and it means Aktiengesellschaft. And it means they have, it's a company with shares. So now in 2023, the Swiss are murdering defenseless Ukrainian civilians again by the Swiss U-Blox company from Thalwil, Switzerland, who sell the GPS navigation chips to Russia for the Russian Orlan 10 drone. So, with the help of the Swiss, the Russians can precisely navigate their drones to kill the Ukrainians and their children. Look, here it says, this is from the newspaper, Putin's drones fly with a Swiss chip. And here's their flag. So here it says, dealers in death. And this is the Swiss chip for the GPS of for the drones, the U-Blox AG from Switzerland. And of course, the Swiss U-Blox company says Oh, sorry, we didn't know that people were killed with this Swiss high precision product. Just as the Swiss Brugger und Tommet sniper rifle company said, oh, sorry, we didn't know. Just as the World War II Swiss Nazi banks said, oh, sorry, we didn't know. Just as the Swiss Darfur genocide Pilatus airplane company said, oh, sorry, we are neutral Switzerland. We didn't know. And I made this film about it 9 years ago on my channel Hatzefatz, and here's the title: The Swiss Darfur Genocide Airplane from Pilatus, Switzerland for Chad Sudan and low-cost dictators. Just as the World War II Swiss Oerlikon company said, oh, sorry, we didn't know. We are Swiss and neutral, you know. I made this film about it 9 years ago on my channel Hatzefatz, and here's the title: Swiss-Argentina Nazi Connection. British killed by Switzerland's Oerlikon 35mm Skyguard in the Falklands. And they also, the Nazis or the Germans, they also used it during World War II. They had Oerlikon Flak. Flak, that means Fliegerabwehrkanone. It's a German word. You all thought it was an English word, eh? And now the second video here, it's also Oerlikon, about the owner. And just as the Swiss owner of that same Oerlikon killer company said, oh, sorry, I didn't know. I had a looted Nazi art collection. And I made this video about that 7 years ago. It says 9 years ago, 7 years ago. And the title is Bürle Oerlikon, same company, looted Nazi arts collection and Swiss arms trafficking, the war makers from Switzerland. Or the Swiss Mebo company providing the precision timers for the Lockerbie bombing of 1988, saying, oh, sorry, we didn't know. Oh, you know, Scotland was so far away, and so was Libya. And I made this a video about it 7 years ago. Here's the title: Switzerland's Lockerbie bombing by Swiss Mebo was a Nazi solstice sacrifice, 88. And it was on a solstice as well. And here's the Mebo company. It's the same as the chips in the Russian drones. They got the precision parts. They all come from Switzerland. Nobody ever talked about it anymore. On my channel, Hatzefatz, I'll put the link in the description for you. Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Here it says, December the 21st, 1988. It was Pan Am Flight 103 with 270 people died. Here you can see what's left of the airplane. Not very much. You won't survive this. And yeah, it was another winter solstice ritual, which the Swiss do a lot actually. The same happened on December the 21st, 2015, where me and my family, we got terrorized by the Swiss police for the whole day. That was the day I really had to leave Switzerland. And some pink list killers, they wiped out an entire family on December the 21st. Well, the police, they should have been there. And instead of that, they were just terrorizing me and my family, just for no reason at all. And the Swiss do that a lot. You know, it's an evil country. You have no idea. And at the same day, the house of the moment I was safe in France, on December 21st, 2015, the house of Aleister Crowley, the Bolskine house, it burned down in the also in the time of December 21st. And you won't, so this is in Wikipedia, and you won't find a single word about the Swiss Mebo company who delivered the timers for the bombing. Because apparently they always get the precision stuff. They get it from Switzerland. The Russians do, the Libyans do, the whole world is doing it. The Nazis did it, they all do. You know, the Nazi U-boats, all their precision instruments for the torpedoes, it all came from Switzerland. You won't find a word about this anymore. The Swiss had the Berger report, you know, they rubbed it all under the carpet, you know. That's what they always do. So I forgot about it. It was a solstice ritual. And they always do this. Or the slave ships, mostly belonging to the Swiss, bringing the Nubian slaves to the Americas, and the Swiss saying, "Oh, sorry, we didn't know. We are the land of the Geneva Convention, Human Rights, United Nations, and Red Cross. So nobody else will know, except we ourselves." And I made this film about it 6 years ago on my channel Hatzefratz. And the title is "Switzerland Owned African Slave Trade Slavery Ships of Swiss Navy of the Templars." And it's all because of the Knights Templars. They had a huge fleet, you know, to bring all the people over to Jerusalem. And they still had the fleet, and they still have today. So that's why a landlocked country like Switzerland, they had this enormous fleet, and they were the owners of the slavery ships. I even have the names of the Swissies who were the owners in this video here. But hey, nobody talks about it, huh? Or Putin's wife, Alina Kabayeva, whom you can see here, and living in Geneva, Switzerland, together with all the Russian oligarchs. And the Swiss saying, "Oh, sorry, we didn't know," etc., and so forth, and so on. I made numerous video about the Swiss, "Oh, we didn't know" crimes. And here you can see Alina Kabayeva. That's the Mrs. Putin. And they have two children, and they live in Geneva, Switzerland, as if nothing ever happened. And, you know, in Switzerland, the base of death dealers, this is the most common phrase you hear all the time when listening to a Swiss conversation in a bus, in a tram, a train, or in a bar. "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know." You'll hear that wherever you go in Switzerland. Then who did know about the Swiss sniper rifles and Swiss GPS components killing Ukrainians? Well, the NSA, the CIA, the MI6, of course, as they know everything and spend billions of dollars on the knowing game. Which means that the Ukrainians are getting betrayed by the Americans and by NATO, as the Iranian Shahed drones murdering innocent Ukrainian civilians are literally full of US components. It says Shadows of Betrayal, NSA. Looks like the same birdie, like this birdie. The same fiery eyes of the birdie, like this one here. Eh? And as Swaziland can reel and deal under the Schengen Agreement of the EU European Community, the Ukrainians also get betrayed by the EU and by NATO, as they all carry their part responsibility into the murdering of Ukrainian citizens and their children, letting the Swiss dealers of death freely provide Russian Orlan 10 drones with Swiss high-tech precision GPS navigation components by the U-blocks made in Switzerland. So here you can see the Swiss high command, where the Swiss generals have the slogan of the Knights Templars on their military arm patches. Unus pro omnibus, omnes pro uno, meaning one for all and all for one, which is the same as where we go one, we go all. Proving furthermore that the Swiss octagon is giving all the orders to the US. So here it says, unus pro omnibus, omnes pro uno, meaning one for all and all for one. It's the other way around here. And it says KDOOPCDMTOPCDOOP. So let's look it up and see what that means. And here we can see the three musketeers, and there were in fact four. So this means the concept of three and the concept of four. So inside the story, it says square and compass. So this one for all for one, and where we go one, we go all. Unus pro omnibus, omnes pro uno. Well, it's all Freemason stuff, people. So there it is. I found it. So I just punched this KDOOP, the whole thing here. I punched this in the search machine, and this here popped up. This is the official operations command of there's a brigadier general here of the Swiss army, the death dealers. So here you see very sophisticated computers. Oh, they know everything, eh? Here you got the Swiss cross. Here you got the Swiss pike, which they got from the Knights Templars out of the from the Crusades. And with this Swiss pike, this is by, you know, the Swiss mercenaries. They were real killers, murdering millions of people in the Middle Ages. And they had these Swiss pikes, which they got actually. It was an invention by the Muslims, by the Arabs, which they hid under the sand. And when the Crusaders came, they pulled it up, and the horses, they all ran into the pikes. And when the Knights Templars, they found it, Swaziland, they brought the this military technique with them. And this is how simple Swiss peasants, they could miraculously rise up against the all-powerful Austrian Empire of, I forgot the name. Well, anyway, Habsburg. And which these simple Swiss peasants, you know, they could never have gotten this new military techniques on the European battlegrounds, which was never seen before. And they got it from the Knights Templars, right? And that's why we got all these Knights Templars in it, together with the Knights Templar pike from the Muslims, and they had an alliance with the Muslims. That's why we got them all here. And it says the Knights Templar saying all for one and one for all. It's all together in the sim war, yeah? So don't have yourself fooled by all the nice fancy stuff and patches here and the blue war tie. And you see how sophisticated they are. I mean, this is the Swiss high command who are actually giving the orders to NATO. So you really think that the Swiss Templar high command don't know about Swiss sniper rifles going into the Ukraine, about Swiss GPS components in Russian Orlan 10 drones in order to murder Ukrainian civilians and whatnot? Well, of course, the Swiss Templar High Command knows, and they even helped developing these drone GPS components of very high Swiss precision. Of course, they all know. And the Swiss High Templar Command gets paid very high salaries for to know. In the richest country in the world, with the highest salaries in the entire world. It says again, Putin's drones fly with the Swiss chip. And here's the Operation High Command with the Swiss Templar pike and the Templar slogan and all. And yes, they know. They even helped developing all this here. Dear Ukrainian people, you're getting lied to by NATO, by the Russians, of course, by America, by the EU. They all lie to you. Look, here's an email. Why don't you send them a nice email? Maybe thank them for all this. But hey, Mr. Putin brings a lot of money into the Swiss Nazi Templar hideout. And his gymnastics wife, Alina Kabayeva, lives in Cologne, Geneva, together with their two Putin kids, who were born in the world's most expensive maternity clinic of Sant'Anna in Lugano of the Tessin Canton. So the Swiss High Templar Command can at least turn a blind eye on some Swiss killer drone GPSs and on some Swiss sniper rifles, murder weapons. I mean, Knights Templars and big financial business have always been two inseparable things, since the Knights Templars were the first multinationals in history. They invented banking and they founded Switzerland, as you can see here. So, of course, the Swiss High Templar Command knows about Swiss weapons killing Ukrainians, because Swiss Templars and the huge Swiss military industrial complex are one and the same thing. So here you can see Alina Kabayeva, Putin's present day wife, with the sort of a half swastika behind it. So she's advocating the war, saying, yeah, let's go kill the Ukrainians. And here's the guy with his pharaonic hammer. Here you can see part of a Swiss drone here. So I really don't understand why not President Zelensky is not taking out his pharaonic mace, take a flight to Geneva, Switzerland, and has his pharaonic mace persuade that lovely Geneva Putin family to come and live in a nice jacuzzi apartment in Kyiv, Ukraine. Because then the war would be over and no more need for Putin to buy Swiss GPS for his drones. because he wouldn't like to bomb his wife and children staying in Kyiv in that nice jacuzzi apartment. So the official name for this thing here is a mace, M-A-C-E. So Zelensky, why don't you take out your mace and get her into Kyiv, eh? It is another phony war indeed, just as the one in 1939, which was also playing in Eastern Europe, in Poland. Another phony war in the same area. It's funny, isn't it? Next to Geneva's Putin's nest, there's yet another nest of the same evil in Geneva. You all should know. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 13, that next to the charming Putin nest, also Satan lives in Geneva, where he has his throne. Wow, I guess you'd almost need a Swiss drone GPS to find that one, eh? So here you can see Saint Antipas on the left side with a lot of Swiss crosses on his cloak. So this is a Swiss cross. It's a white cross on a red underground, which is the same as here on Saint Antipas, a white cross on a red underground. And this is a very old painting here. Maybe it's 2000 years old, I don't know. So there must be a reason that 2000 years ago they put this on his cloak. Now what is the reason? Well, I'm going to tell you the reason, and it says in the book of Revelations. And I quote from Revelation 2:13, chapter 2, verse 13. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives. So here it says that, you know, this is Saint Antipas with the Swiss crosses, that where Saint Antipas, where he was put to death, Satan lives there and he has his throne. So now we only have to find out where was Saint Antipas, where was he put to death, where was he slain. And if we find out that, we know where the throne of Satan is. How was Saint Antipas of Pergamon killed? First of all, Per in the Demotic Pharaonic, it means the house, like a royal house. And Ga, or Ka, it means the soul. So it says the house of souls. This could be On, Pergamon. On is Osiris. But I should need my books to completely translate that for you. But there's no doubt about the Per. You know, as soon as you find this in an ancient name, it's pharaonic. And furthermore, I'll let you read it all by yourself here. You can punch pause. And here it says, Mark Anthony gave Cleopatra all of the 200,000 volumes in Pergamon's library for the library at Alexandria. So the pharaohs were there, you know. Of course they were. And so here about Saint Antipas, the traditional narrative continues by stating that Antipas was put to death during the reign of Nero. That's like 50, in the year 50. So that's 2000 years ago. burned in a brazen bull-shaped altar at the Apollyon Temple in Lyon, Geneva, Switzerland, and buried in a nearby cemetery. So he was slain in Geneva. And and I already told you this about Switzerland. Interesting, Geneva, in French, the name is Genève, and that means Jeanne de Eve, Jean of Eve, Jean of Eva. And what did Eve do? Well, she talked to evil, to the serpent, concerning what it says in the Bible. And so it's all, you know, it's got all written Swaziland and Pharaoh all over this biblical story where apparently Satan has his throne. And I already told you that the devil has his throne in Swaziland, that there are the seven hills or also seven mountains, the seven Kurfürsten, and they have seven heads of state. Everything leads to Swaziland. Oh boy, I lived there for 25 years. I know how evil they are there. Oh boy. And here too, I'll let you read it yourself, but people start talking about it, you know. And here it says, just look at all the organizations that point to one world government in Geneva. All these are in Geneva. The one world government, ein Reich, ein Volk, ein Führer. It is in Switzerland. So here's some more about the where Saint Antipas was slain. About Apollyon the Destroyer, a large portion of CERN is located in the territory of Saint-Genis-Puy in Geneva. In Roman times, it was called Apoliacum. The town and the temple were dedicated to Apollyon the Destroyer, Shiva, Horus. And here in Revelations 9:11, 9:11, okay. And they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Here it says CERN is located where the ancient temple of Apollo was located, in Revelation 9:11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Well, the same thing, Abaddon, Apollyon. So apparently, Saint Antipas was slain in Geneva. Well, with the devil, the Putin nest, and CERN in Geneva, what can go wrong for the Swiss octagon? Maybe homie Ross coming in between? And that's exactly why the Swissies are hyped up to fanatically aggress and terrorize recalcitrant elements like that stubborn South African who got chased away from Satan's nest in the Alps. While all big criminals are welcome to come and live in Geneva, and in the rest of Pharaoh's neutral base in the Alps. The black sheep must be kicked out. And this is what Swissy actually did. Unanimously, thoroughly, and very tightly organized. So the black sheep is Sean Ross. He gets kicked out by the neutral, white, clean Swiss, and the big criminals who want to kill Ukrainians and lots of other people, they can stay, because Swaziland is the base of all evil. Also, FIFA's Sepp Blatter likes and welcomes the Putin nest in Swaziland, because Sepp Blatter is a real sports-minded person. who knows how to transform the sweat of the slaves into hard cash and Swiss dollars. And well, Alina Kabayeva is a top sports female, which means a lot of cash for a sports-minded Swissie like Sepp Blatter. Funny enough, in German, Blättern means to lay down cash in order to buy something or bribe someone, where Seppi obviously got his name from. Well, with a hot shot like Swiss Sepp in your wife's sportsman circles, nothing can go wrong, Mr. Putin. Though she does remind me a bit of Eva Braun with that brown swastika-like thing she's backing up. So this is Eva Braun, the wife of Adolf Hitler, and this is the wife of the other dictator, the wife of Putin, Alina Kabayeva. And this, in fact, is like half a swastika. So we see here two gymnastic girls in pink, both backing up the swastika and Nazism, and both married to a dictator. So hey, what's going on here? Funny, actually. How come all these dictators seem to fancy these gymnastic girlies? Or is it the other way around, maybe? That gymnastic girlies feel attracted to brutal dictators. So here on the left-hand side, you see Eva Braun, dictator girl number one. And here on the right-hand side, you see dictator girl number two, Alina Kabayeva. And it seems she's doing this half a swastika with her legs, just as the Putin symbol of the Ukraine war. Or can you believe it? It seems to be a mutual attraction between dictators and gymnastic girls, where one does a split and the other splits up the people and their skulls. So here you see dictator wife number one, Eva Braun. And here the other one, dictator wife number two, Alina Kabayeva. And she seems to be saying, like, my husband, he's gonna take the world all the way to the west and to the east and all the way down to the south. I mean, that's what they did, eh? The Nazis. They tried to get England to the west, Russia here to the right, and all the way to North Africa. Well, that's what it says. It's a T. And the other one here, dictator wife number two, she is saying with this image, like, well, my husband doesn't really know what he wants to take. Now, look at this. Look at the mess. It's not like a leg here and a leg there, you know. My husband doesn't know what to take. That's why he took the Ukraine. The more there's war and bloodshed and the man dying, the more the girlies dance. Because of the Horus Matrix, you see. So here on the left-hand side, you see dictator girl number one, Eva Braun, the Hitler dictator girl. And on the right side, you see dictator girl number two, the Alina Kabayeva, the Putin dictator gymnastic girl. And there's a lot of things going on simultaneously here. So we have to worry about this. When we see things going on simultaneously, we have to ponder, analyze, and most of all, worry. What's going on here? For those who'd like to ponder upon the possibility if dictator Putin is a descendant of dictator Hitler, I can assure you that the little one on the right definitely inherited Hitler's fancy for gymnastics girlies, as the dictators themselves are fervent dancers. So, and guess who that little one here is? That's George W. Bush. It's a very rare picture where you can see them dancing together. And for these Russian sort of square dance, Putin, he seems to have put on his cowboy boots here. And why do they call it square dance? As in fact, they're going in circles and the compass makes a circle. So it does say square and compass, you know, the square dance. And you see Mr. Hitler also dancing when the war started. And yes, now we're going to kill the Europeans. He was so happy that moment. And these two here, George Bush together with Putin, they're so happy killing the Europeans. Oh boy, are they happy. And both liked the word Wagner. And Mr. Putin here, he surely inherited the Wagner stuff from Mr. Hitler. Mr. Hitler, he loved Richard Wagner, the music of Richard Wagner. He was a big anti-jaywalker living in Switzerland. And so he was always dancing, listening to Wagner. And here too, they're probably dancing to Wagner. Oi, what about me? Oh yeah, Georgie, of course, you too. You love Wagner. Eh? It's all the same stuff. As your wife's family is also from Switzerland. Eh? From that castle I filmed for you. It's all related to Switzerland. Wagner, George Bush, Hitler, Putin, all of it. Or maybe the vile dictators and their loved ones have been cloned or reincarnated in some Swiss temple, having all their former tastes and preferences back for the next terror round on humanity. So here you can see Mr. Hitler and this is Mr. Putin. Or maybe this was Hitler and this is Putin. Well, these guys too, they all look the same. When I was living in Switzerland, the streets were full with these Swiss Nazi posters of three white Swiss Nazi sheep kicking out the not Swiss black sheep, as the Swissies deliberately did with me, Sean Ross. And also here we can see the concept of three being them, our masters, the executives. And altogether it makes four, for the concept of four. So it says square and compass. You see, there are in the same black and white colors as this here, there are three whiteys doing the things, because the on a red underground for our masters, and white is the also the new world order. And the concept of three, it stands for the compass. And altogether there are four. So it also says the concept of four. So in this symbol only, in the Pharaonic and Knights Templar's colors of red and white, of the Red House of Pharaoh, the Pertasser, and the White House of Pharaoh, the Perhet, it does say square and compass. And all of these dudes here, with their lovely pillars and this here, they all know what it means, this here, that it says square and compass. Each and every one of them knows this. The moment they see black and white, they see this here. You understand that? It says the concept of three and four, just like this here. They are the ones behind this terror. And the Swiss executed it. They were completely hyped up, like in Nazi Germany. And this means that the Swiss SVP, Nazi Party are led by Freemasons, and that the entire world of Freemasonry was mobilized in this terror, as in a black and white Freemason checkerboard configuration of black and white sheep being played out against each other, while the true masters watching the show. I felt like being in Nazi Germany with the Swiss people, entirely fanaticized and trigger happy in a goddamn Nazi pogrom against entire families, against my children, and against our lives. It was a goddamn mob rule, like in Nazi Germany. And I lived through this for the last 25 years. Here you can see Pharaoh Klaus Schwab from Switzerland. And this bull here in the pharaonic colors of red and white, also the Knights Templars colors, represents Apis. And it stands for the protection of the motherland. And that's why some Swiss cantons, they also have the very same logo in their coat of arms. And here is a nine-pointed star. Why nine? That's kind of weird, eh? You should have like six or eight, like an even number. And it's also the sun. Yeah, you see, it's a sun. And these are the pharaonic colors altogether, white, red, and blue. So why nine? Well, because there were nine original Templars, and there was the great Ennead of Egypt, of the nine original gods. And this pharaoh here, well, he looks like a pharaoh, the way he's dressed, and he acts like a pharaoh, giving all the orders. So, also the Great Reset by the Swiss Klaus Schwab is of and by Pharaoh's Freemasons from Davos, Switzerland, with a similar priestly cloak as Set, the god of deception and war, with the word reset consisting out of the pharaonic names Re and Set, for Re or Re being Amun-Re, the sun god of ancient Egypt. Here you can see the great Re Set. Well, this is Amun-Re, or also called Amun-Ra. It's the same. So here is Ra or Re, and Set, we just saw him, together with the guy who invented this word, the great Reset, and with Set being the Egyptian god of war and deception, Set. Here he is, Set, with the same cloak as we just saw before of Klaus Schwab from Switzerland. And here it says, Reset. Well, how much more obvious can it be? Hey, it's all full in our eyes. It's straight in our eyes, in our faces, you know. How much more obvious can it be? Re, Amun Re, and Set, the sun god and the god of war and deception. I mean, just look around. That's what we have. War, deception. And when Swissy, in June 2020, in Davos, Octogon, Switzerland, said, the great reset through war. War it will be. And 20 months later, the Ukraine war started, as in reset, Amun-Re-Set, god of war. where we could all see the pharaonic mace of war in the hands of Pharaoh Zelensky. Pharaoh rules the world, and Switzerland is his base. Here you can see the new Freemason Museum in Switzerland, in their capital, Bern. And the steps in front of the Swiss Freemason Museum have a pyramid look of seven steps, which is the holy number of a pyramid, of the concept of three and four, added up, thus saying square and compass for the initiated merely by looking at the number seven pyramid steps as an entering code into their temple. Then the square and compass pyramid steps are protected by a horizontal white roof for the Perhet White House horizontal Republican rule, saying Freemasonry gets protected by the New World Order horizontal republic. And in order to advance within the republic, one must transgress the steps of Freemasonry to advance its hierarchy. Of course, the whole bunker is in blue for Pharaoh's war against humanity, with a little bit of red on the electricity box for the original feudal vertical rule per Tasser Old World Order red house of Pharaoh, which you can see here. And here you got the square and compass. And here it says prisoner of the Swiss, which is not only me, but also the rest of you lot. The entire globe are prisoner of the Swiss and their system. Of course, the square and compass on the wall is in white, as the white of the New World Order Republic is intertwined with Freemasonry. So here's the address, so when you want to visit the museum, Bern, Jupiterstrasse number 14. It's called the House of Freemasons, and you know what they mean with the house. It's the Per, it's a royal house, with the chancery of the Swiss Grand Lodge Alpina, very important Freemason lodge, and of course the Freemason Museum. So go count the steps, eh? 1, 2, 3, 7. And here's a little bit of red, which is not a coincidence. And this is the horizontal white rule, which is covering up Freemasonry with the seven steps. And if you want to get up here, you need to go up the seven steps, or actually the 33, the hierarchy of Freemasonry. That's what it means, because seven stands for the square and compass, and it is the holy number of the pyramid. So it's all here. Everything is here. The whole mob rule, it is here. So I show these two pictures together with Swiss mountains. Here says, I didn't know. And here's the Swiss cross, made a knot, a swastika out of it. And why? Well, this is quite obvious. The Swissies, they never knew. And the Nazis, it's the same. They always say, oh, I didn't know. I don't know, you know. I just followed orders. The Führer, he told me so. Or Mr. Putin, he told me so. You know, now we're going to hear the same thing in the Ukraine war. I didn't know. It's always the same narrative. So all these articles and historical facts, all these symbols, images, and websites, in fact, prove that the Swissies, in fact, do know. It's not their fault, you see. The phrase just comes automatically for any Swiss-born national. Oh, sorry, we didn't know. Well, let's say the Swissies are natural-born nothing-knowers. As simple as that. And business as usual. So here we see another Swiss GPS system, probably for drones as well. It's called Swiss Track Pro. Here we can see Mr. Putin on a nuke with a naked torso, you know, just when he was sitting on that horse with his cowboy boots, when he was doing the dance, the square dance with George Bush. So when the Russian nukes come flying by, maybe at the very last moment, you'll get a glimpse of the Made in Switzerland sticker on the GPS navigation system of the Rusky nuclear missile. So it could easily find your hometown, making the Rusky avoid the common phrase, "Oh, sorry, we didn't know where the nuke was flying to." Hey, Swissy.